Today on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Balon in Rwanda. Please explain how to use Kona. Dear Balon, you probably hear native English speakers on television and in movies using reduced forms of words all the time. Examples are the terms Kona, Gara, Wana, Shuda, and Ada. In spoken English, we often put words together. In the process, we also leave out some letters and the vowel sounds change a little. So the expression going to becomes gonna. Here are a few examples of reduced forms in formal and informal speech. Formal.
What are you going to do tonight? Do you want to see a movie?
Informal.
What you gonna do tonight? Wanna see a movie?
Formal.
Sorry, but I've got to do my homework. You ought to do yours too.
Informal.
Sorry, but I gotta do my homework. You ought to do yours too.
Note that the informal examples are how many people normally speak. It would sound very formal and, as a result, strange to pronounce every sound of every word. This shortening of sounds happens in many languages. In English, you may not see the short forms in writing because writers are usually more careful to spell each word. But when a writer wants to show how a person is really speaking, these short forms can appear in books and, more commonly, in popular culture. Compare these examples from popular movies. The first is the reduced form of get out of there.
Hello?
Get out of there! They know, get out!
Get out of there!
Don't talk to him! Get out of there!
Here are examples of it's going to blow.
I've got a nuke coming in. It's going to blow in less than a minute.
Wait, but the plane! It's going to blow up! It's going to blow up!
Sometimes people have little time to tell others about their exact problem, so they use reduced form words. But people in everyday life also use reduced forms to seem friendly. It's fine to use terms like these when you are speaking with friends. It's better not to use them in English class or a formal situation like an office. Remember that you should not write the reduced forms except in informal communication to friends or family. That's Ask a Teacher for this week. So, I've got to get out of here. I'm Jill Robbins.